Now we turn on our attention to the Gulf Coast, where nearly 2 million people have fled Hurricane Gustav. In New Orleans this weekend, Mayor Ray Nagin ordered residents in his city to get out before the powerful storm hit.
You need to be scared. You need to be concerned. And you need to get your butts moving out of New Orleans.
If you live in New Orleans or any of the areas where Hurricane Gustav's wind and rain are bearing down, you have some pretty stark choices. Pack up your family and what you can carry and get out of town. For some people, this is a second evacuation. 3 years ago, Hurricane Katrina was ripping through New Orleans, and Graylin Banks made the decision to evacuate his family, although he stayed on. He had since rebuilt his life in New Orleans, but over the weekend he had to pack up and leave. We reached him at his brother's home in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and he's with us now. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Deb. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you? First of all, how's your family?
Listen, that is the most important thing. My family's together. It is not anything like 3 years ago when we were part of the diaspora and scattered hither and yon, you know, from one part of the country to the other. We are all together, which is why, which is why my brother got this house up in Baton Rouge. This is, he called it our evacuation house. And right now, it is so much better. We are all together. We're in good spirits. We're safe. And we will ride it out and see exactly what we'll be going back home to in a few days.
That's great news. Tell me about the sense. What was the mood in New Orleans before you left? And was it hard for you to pack up this time?
It was. See, this is my first time leaving. My career would not allow me. My family would leave, but I was in safety and loss prevention in the hospitality industry in New Orleans, which is why I was in the city during Katrina. So this is actually my first evacuation. But the mood in the city, I mean, it people understandably are gun shy and snake bit. You know, they were not hesitating. Folks were leaving 2 and 3 days prior to the both voluntary and mandatory evacuations. And I think it helped that Gustav had the good manners to come over Labor Day weekend, which a lot of folks had plans to leave town anyway. And they just accelerated them and pulled out quicker. But the overall mood in the city was one of let's go. I'm not taking any more chances. And that is a leap from a typical New Orleanian's mindset.
Yeah, right hurricane. Out the store. We don't leave for hurricanes. We drink them.
No, we don't leave for hurricanes. I mean, up until Katrina, folks, you know, it was, you know, it's a part of life here. I mean, it's as real as folks living in San Francisco with earthquakes or in the Midwest with tornadoes. You know, it's a part of life. But we had become resigned. You know, we had been blessed a bunch of near misses and, you know, just some rain and whatnot. But 3 years ago, a lot of folks had to change their philosophy. Mm-hmm. And it was evident in close to 2 million people leaving the city over this past weekend.
And Graylin, what did you decide to take with you? And did you make different choices? I know you didn't leave last time, but your family did.
Right.
Did you make different choices this time about what you packed?
Less.
Huh?
Less. We've got less. So we lost a lot, and we're still rebuilding. I literally just moved out of a trailer 3 months ago and got into a house, and it was the stuff that counts, the photographs.
Photographs. People always say that. What they miss the most in a disaster is the photographs when they go.
It's the one thing that you cannot replace. That in life, you know, and my wife's parents are both deceased, and obviously the pictures of her parents are very dear, so they have been packed up. Our wedding pictures, Ashley's baby pictures, you know, I mean, all the things that you cannot, I don't care how much money you have, how much insurance, you cannot possibly get back. So those are the things that we took. Once again, you know, the important papers, birth certificates, medical records, and different things like that. And a few clothes, just, you know, hopefully. And I mean, you know, folks are optimistic. Hopefully we'll be able to go back home and not find the same level of destruction that we found in Katrina. But, yeah, we're packing light. It's because, you know, a lot of folks found out stuff doesn't mean much. You know, stuff really, really doesn't mean much. It's the few things that count that you really have to have with you.
You know, 2 years ago, Michelle Martin spoke to you when you were still in that trailer, and she asked you whether you'd ever consider moving away from the city, given what you and your family had been through. And here's what you had to say back then.
You know, there's a culture here. There's a life here. The city is older than the United States of America. New Orleans has been here, and my family, I'm fourth generation, you know what I mean? I'd miss the good mornings.
Grayland, are you concerned that that community remains intact after this storm?
I think we will. I think we'll very resilient. We'll be back because, again, it's a fact of life. We can no more ignore the threat of hurricanes during hurricane season than, you know, we could ignore the sun coming up in the east and setting in the west. It's a fact of life. And I think in every decision that folks make, you weigh the pluses and you weigh the minuses and you come to the decision that it is best for your family. And in our decision, in our case, you know, my wife's family is, you know, native New Orleanians. You know, we're not, it's going to take more than this. If there's no New Orleans left, then, and I'm just kidding, Lord, if there's no New Orleans left, then we'll talk about moving somewhere else. But as long as there's some New Orleans there, we'll be there.
The response from local and federal officials has been much better this time. Do you think this time they got it right?
Oh, listen, it only took, you know, several thousand lives and several billion dollars worth of damage in order for them to get this program right. So, yeah, I mean, you know, when you look at it, yes, I think it was a very great cooperative effort from the federal, state, and local levels. Some folks criticized the mayor for maybe becoming a little bit over the top, but I don't blame him. You know, New Orleanians sometimes are hard-headed, and sometimes you have to speak directly and clearly in the way that they understand. And when you tell them to get their butt out, you get folks' attention, because it's not, as he said, it's not a drill. And I think, again, from the state level, from the federal level, you know, Michael Chertoff was on the ground in Louisiana, so there was not that whole thing of having to call to Washington to get permission to find out if it's okay, and then that information is filtered through the state. And then everybody was on the same page, and when we decided to pull the trigger was pulled. The president declared a pre-storm state of emergency to free up funds to allocate folks getting out the buses. It was from a logistics and procedural standpoint, and again, that's been my career for 20 years. I can tell you that it was a 180-degree difference, and it was a 180-degree difference to the best, to the better. And like I said, it only cost, you know, several thousand lives and several billion dollars in damage for folks, you know, actually got an idea to, hey, let's cooperate and try to get this thing right.
Yeah, but Galen, I've been reading that in New Orleans, people are it's going to take a generation for people to not be suspicious of both local and federal leaders. And I heard a lot of grumbling about they're all just covering themselves. They don't want it to happen again. It's not, oh, hooray, they got it right this time.
No, but see, I've got to be practical about it. That's always going to be because folks, once again, a snake bitten gun shy from the last time. Of course, there's a high level of distrust for the machinations and the preparations of the government on all levels because of what happened to my city. And that is, to me, is perfectly understandable. Mm-hmm. The lack of response, not the response, the lack of response, the lack of preparation, the lack of planning, those things are the things that have people still, you know, 3 years later, very reticent to trust the government. But at the end of the day, I've got to look at what actually happened. When you look at the fact that
Galen, I think we are going to have to wrap this up. Can I ask you very quickly,
sure,
just one last question? Financially, how long can you hang out in Baton Rouge?
Well, probably, we'll be okay. I mean, I don't think we're going to be gone for months at a time this time. But if we needed to, we could probably make it without serious problems 3 months.
Thank you very much. Grayland Banks, who's with his family in Baton Rouge, waiting out Hurricane Gustav. And thanks for joining us again.
Once again, it's my pleasure.